ラジオ ETC BBC のコメディ Only Fools and Horses を見ながら ETC 英会話のコリン先生のレッスンを受けています。デルが企画したロンドンのバスツアーには結局一晩待っても誰一人お客さんが来ませんでした。今回の失敗にもめげずに億万長者になる夢を語るデルですが、ロドニーにチャチャを入れられさすがに肩を落とします。そんな時デルが言った一言です。
Come on, let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day. さてこれはどんな意味なのでしょうか。
Let's finish. Yeah, look, when we say call it a day, mean they've been working from 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock now. You've not finished the work, but everybody's tired. So tomorrow's another day. Let's call it a day.It's only meant, it doesn't mean you finished, but it just means we've had enough. That's enough for one day. Let's call it a day. Enough is enough. We're tired, we're hot. Tomorrow is another day.
So it's still nothing finished.
But yeah. Yeah, it's very common use. So.
Really?
It's not, yeah, it's very, very common. Let's finish.
Let's
stop. What do you think? Have you had enough? Yeah, I'm tired. Me too. Let's finish. Tomorrow's another day. It doesn't mean, oh, thank goodness we finished. Now we can go home. You wouldn't say, let's call it a day. Call it a day is something that was continuing on, not finished yet.
Let's call it a day. 今日はこの辺で終わりにしよう。今日はもうこれで切り上げよう。まだやることはあるけれど、今日はもう十分働いた。今日はもう十分だよ。という意味合いがあります。よく使われる表現だそうです。一方、今日の日課はすべて終わった。やっとこれで家に帰れるぞ。というような場面には、この表現はふさわしくないそうです。番組のトランスクリプトは、ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。